name is Linda Powell. I have been involved with faith walking for about 3 years. Did the 4 courses of faith walking over, I don't know, maybe like a 2-ish year period. And then I have been doing coaching for the last, I think, year or so. First, when I first started coaching, I felt like God was really calling me to coach, but I really felt like I had no clue what I was doing, which is a very uncomfortable place for me. I like to feel confident. And so just the practice of doing it was a place for me to learn that just kind of showing up and doing something, stepping out in faith, that was kind of a spiritual practice for me, just kind of doing it, even when I felt like I knew it was going to be hard and scary for me. I get to re-engage the materials, and I'm pretty rarely amazed that things that I dove deeply into 3 years ago, I read them now, and I just am still getting good insights and learning more about myself and about who God is. And I really feel like I've developed an ability to be a better listener, better able to pay attention and ask questions, and better able to differentiate myself in conversations. And this has been really, really significant. The challenges of coaching. So my vow is to sort of protect myself and earn love by performing and showing up competent and capable. And as you can imagine, when you're doing something that you're not feeling particularly competent and capable at, your vow just is being triggered and all over the place. So I know that my desire to serve other people and walk with other people through this process is a very wholesome and true desire, and it comes from a good place. But sometimes it still gets all tangled up in my vow. And I guess that's just the way vows are. They just keep showing up. So this is just a new context for me to keep wrestling. I'm a pretty thoughtful person. But I'm also very analytical, and I like to take action. And I have a tendency to take responsibility for everybody, my growth and everyone else in the room. And so that's kind of how I showed up to coaching, and that didn't really work. Anyway, what I have learned through coaching, and what I think applies to way more than just coaching, is that coaching is not about me executing solutions for my coachee. That's not my responsibility. I have a different part to play, and it looks very different from how I have showed up in life. But there's a lot of freedom in this different way of showing up, and I think a lot more opportunity for the people that I work with to be served much better. What I come now to understand as my role, make a safe place for someone to process, wrestle, reflect, and vision cast. And I think the older I get, the more I value places where that is safe and people that I can do that with, and I realize how rare that is in this world that people have those spaces. So I think that is huge. Be present to where they are at in the process and honor that unique place. Everybody is unique. Everybody has different personality, different story, different way that they are interacting with the material, and that's good, and my job is to just kind of tune into that, their uniqueness. Be curious and caring and ask questions and communicate to them that their story matters. Provide a space for them to wonder where God is in that story. Hold up a mirror for them to see something that may lead to a new awareness. This is something that I have learned recently with a coachee, is to balance my faith walking tools and mission agenda with humility and wisdom. I also see my role as encouraging them to take action steps toward their vision of something new that they have for themselves, and to shine a light on the places where they have experienced new awareness, courage, and growth. I think people, this is really hard work, and it's such a gift to be able to say, hey, you know, I don't think you would have done that 2 months ago, you know, and they say, oh, yeah, you're right. So that is also a really important part of the process. Something left behind, blue. I have 4 kiddos, and my oldest is 15, and you know, 15-year-olds have a lot going on in their life, and they're and many roller coaster days, and I don't show up like this every day by any means, but on my better days, I think that the things that I've learned in coaching really are just impacting her and our relationship in good ways. I'm able to listen to her much better without my anxiety like flaring through the roof. I'm better able to honor that she's got the answers inside her, and it's my job to kind of just ask questions and be present with her and give her the gift of valuing where she's at. And I hope that these things will allow her to know herself better and to build that sort of real inner confidence inside herself. And I'm seeing that. I'm seeing a couple weeks ago, we'd had this long conversation, and I'd really listened to her and just asked her a lot of questions. And I think parenting in the past for me, like, I felt like, well, I actually have the solution, and here it is. You just need to execute my plan. And so, but, you know, as the kids get older, I find I less often have the actual answers. Anyway, so we had this long talk, and then, you know, I don't know that it really came anything, but then a couple days later, she said, hey, you know, Mom, I was thinking about what you said, and I think that what is actually going on is this. And she explained something else to me that she had been reflecting and processing inside herself. And I just thought that just was super valuable. And so, and I credit my coaching process 100% to my, that sort of shift that's happened in our relationship. So. That's it.